Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Did you know that there's a shop in Sacramento where you can find heirloom beans, and it's the only one of its kind? Or that there are plans to convert part of the old I Street Bridge connecting Sacramento to West Sac for pedestrians and cyclists? Those are just a couple of the stories you can find today at Abridged, a new effort in collaboration with KVIE, the Sacramento PBS member station, to provide more public service journalism in the region. Ryan Lillis is the Associate General Manager of News at KVIE, and he's here today to talk about Abridged. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, congratulations on this launch. You launched on 916 Day.
41 days ago.
Yeah, 41 days ago. It has been months or more than a year in the works. How are things going? About a month and change in.
Yeah, great. You know, the community's responded so well to what we're doing. You know, we spent a year listening to the community, hearing what was needed in this region, and what was needed was just more, you know, more public service journalism. We really feel that this region is at such a pivotal moment. So many great things happening in this region, but a lot of challenges. And in order for this region to thrive, it needs local, authentic public service journalism to tell the region's story, not always be a cheerleader, because contributing to the region thriving also means calling the region out on its missteps from now and again. And we just heard from so many people, you know, tell me what to do, you know, give me advice on, you know, this morning on the health benefits of walking, and also news stories like the I Street Bridge or stories out of City Hall, out of Yolo County. And so we really just wanted to give our community that new source, that additional source of public service journalism that's nonpartisan, that's authentic, that's based in Sacramento, where if they have 90 seconds in the morning and they read our newsletter, they're going to get a really good picture of what's happening in this region, get a little bit of advice, find out about the heirloom beans and maybe where to eat this week or what to do this weekend. And it's been a great success so far.
Where did the name come from?
So through a lot of research and a lot of iterations of names. But really, it ties back to, you know, you have 90 seconds in the morning. We're going to give you the abridged version of what's going on. Now, it's all backed by the website, where we are providing a lot of context, a lot of nuance, a lot of long-form journalism. Our newsletter is our primary driver. It's going to over 50,000 inboxes every morning, in addition to a newsletter on Tuesdays, our City of Treats newsletter that's by Benji Eagle, that's highlighting the best and brightest of this region's food scene, which is so central to the Sacramento region. Our Cultural Capital newsletter on Thursdays by Chris Macias. That's, you know, he's done a great job of finding events and festivals and concerts and things that you maybe would not have heard of otherwise. And, you know, the abridged term is, yeah, maybe you only have a few minutes in the morning, but, you know, I joke, I want our readers to be the person everyone wants to sit next to at the dinner party that night, because they can tell you where to go this weekend, where to eat this weekend, but they can also speak pretty informatively about, you know, what's going on at City Hall, what's going on in their community.
I mean, you have quite a bit of experience telling stories and reporting in Sacramento. Tell us a little bit about your journalism path and how you ended up here in Northern California.
Yeah, I grew up in upstate New York, worked for a couple of small papers in New York in that region. Ended up in the Bay Area, went to Berkeley for journalism school, started as an intern at the Sacramento Bee in 2006, eventually worked my way up to assistant managing editor, kind of oversaw our regional news. And I was at the Bee for about 18 years and left last February to go out on my own and explore launching a nonprofit news source for this region. I really feel like nonprofit, community-owned, community-driven, that is the model for journalism, much like what Cap Radio provides. And I just felt like there was a gap, there was a need in this region for that. And quickly got to know David Lowe and the folks at KVIE, found that we shared the same values and the same mission. And it could not have come together better, just because we are so aligned in our values and our mission of serving this region with quality, nonpartisan public service journalism.
Yeah, there's a whole local journalism ecosystem here. You have local TV stations, you have commercial radio like KFBK, you of course have Cap Radio, and you have KVIE, as well as print as well, the Sacramento Bee, as well as other publications as well. Where does Abridged fit within this ecosystem?
Yeah, so that comes back to, you know, we spent a year listening And what were the gaps? You know, what were the topics that people were really interested in learning about, but felt like there wasn't enough information out there? So I'll give you another example. In our research and in our listening, education, coverage of education was ranked really high among people we spoke with. That's something I really am interested in learning about. But it ranked really low in the amount of information that was out there. We have 400,000 public school students in the four-county Sacramento region. When we hired an education reporter at Abridged, we doubled the number of reporters in this region dedicated solely to covering education. You know, so we're trying to find the gaps. Where, what are the topics that are just really vital to this region's future that weren't being covered enough? I mean, let's face it. I mean, I got to this market in 2006. Objectively, there are hundreds fewer journalists in this region than there were 20 years ago. We just need more, you know, and this region depends on it. This region depends on having this thriving ecosystem. So we're trying to find the areas, you know, we're not doing weather and traffic and breaking news and crime because commercial television in particular does that extremely well. You know, so we're trying to find the topics and the audiences that aren't being covered as well.
How is it funded? Is it solely viewer and member contributions, or is there more to it?
Yeah, so far it's been through the generosity of some major donors, some major founding supporters, and it's a model not dissimilar from Cap Radio. You know, memberships, individual donations, that $5 a year to the, you know, $10 a month and up, and that kind of thing. You know, we'll eventually have some sponsorships. You know, we'll be looking for foundation support, business support from the business community here in Sacramento. And again, we think really, you know, our message there is, you know, you need this vibrant media ecosystem for this region to thrive. So it's an investment. You know, if you're a supporter of Abridged, you're really investing in this region's future.
When it comes to actually engaging and interacting with the coverage, is it just digital, drop to your inbox, you go to the website? I mean, you are a PBS member station. Is there a TV component as well?
Yeah, you know, we about 3 months before launching Abridged, we launched a KVIE News Minute. So that airs at 5:59 right before the news hour and a couple other times through prime time. And that's, you know, it's a 1 minute kind of rundown of the top, you know, headlines in the region. Abridged is focused largely on the digital side. So the newsletters, again, I mean, we are a newsletter with a website. Newsletters where our real point of entry with our audience. And then the stories are all on the website. You know, we are on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. You know, but we have this incredibly talented staff at KVIE that we're also, you know, really leveraging to provide those visuals. I think you'll see more from us on the video side in the weeks and months ahead. Abridged, however, is mostly focused as a digital source.
I mean, you mentioned you did a year's worth of listening sessions with the community, and you have a good amount of research as you're creating really like an entirely new newsroom for KVIE. So who is Abridged intended or targeted audience?
Yeah, people who care about this region, civically minded, people who are investing in this region, people who are raising their families here, people with pride in this region, people who want to see this region thrive. And that's a lot of us. You know, that's a lot of us. And it's, you know, people who have an interest in consuming media. God, there's so much noise out there now where people consider what they get maybe on social media as news. So, we want to attract the people who have a vested interest in this region's future, who want to know what's going on because they care deeply about this region. And that's really our target audience.
What have been some of your favorite stories so far? I mean, you're just 41 days and counting.
You're going to make me, I don't want to offend any of my colleagues, right?
I know,
right?
They're kind of like all your children, right? Uh-huh. Like they're all amazing. But maybe a story that really highlights and underscores, like, this isn't a bridge story.
Yeah. Early on, we had a story about light rail to the airport. Now, anybody who's lived in Sacramento for the last 30 years has probably heard that one day, maybe someday, kind of light rail is going to go to the airport. Our story was finally able to say, yeah, you know, this is probably not going to happen, and here's why. And so taking that story that people have talked about for years, right, and kind of providing that second layer of, yeah, but here are the challenges. I think anything in our cultural capital newsletter, some of the events, I mean, I never knew that Fair Oaks has like a skateboarding festival, you know, and that there are all these cool concerts and festivals happening in this region. Obviously, all of our food and dining coverage, because food is so central to this region's future. And then as a parent, you know, of two public school students in this region. Anything we do on education, because, again, 400,000 public school students, it just, the issue is not getting the attention that it needs. It's so vital to this region. And so anything we do on public education, you know, really, really resonates.
So Abridged, is it solely focused on Sacramento County?
The four-county region. So
four
Sacramento,
county.
Yolo, El Dorado, and Placer County. And, you know, we would love to expand. We would love to cover more communities. We need the community support in order to do that, you know, like anyone else. And so, you know, if you're interested in what and seeing what we're doing and want us to expand, want us to continue, want us to keep thriving, you know, please become a supporter of Abridged and KVIE.
I also saw, like, I subscribed to the newsletter, that you're also looking to recruit community journalists. How does that work?
Yeah, that's the Abridged Community Reporter Program. We're accepting applications. So who knows their communities better than the people who live, work, and grow in those communities? And I know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people in these communities who just, they want to create, they want to write content, they want to tell their community stories. And the trap that so-called traditional media falls into sometimes with communities, particularly underserved, under-resourced, often ignored communities, is they go into community and say, we're going to give this community a voice. No. Those communities have a voice. It's your job to elevate that voice. And so that is really the guiding principle behind this program, is people in these communities using our platform to tell their community stories to a broader. And so we will train you. You're going to go through a training program to learn the basics of journalism, ethical journalism, you know, not to have opinion in there, the story structure, that kind of thing. And then we're going to, you know, establish a cohort of community reporters and start publishing their work and paying them for their work, you know? And, you know, can we create the pipeline, the next pipeline of journalists in this region? People who maybe don't have the resources to go to Berkeley, who don't have the resources to go to college right now, but they are incredibly talented, they know their community, and they can tell their community story better than anyone else.
Yeah. Just the beginning, Ryan.
Just the beginning.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ryan Lillis is the Associate General Manager of News at KVIE, and he's here today to talk about Abridged, a new newsroom for Sacramento's PBS member station. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.